Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, hour number three. Today is Wednesday, over the hump day, Wednesday, the 25th of May. Wow, June is coming up fast. That means halfway point of the year is coming up fast, which means we're on the bend already, just about on the bend towards Christmas. It's another way to look at it. We haven't even started the summer yet, but we're very close to starting summer. Memorial Day weekend. By the way, speaking of Memorial Day weekend, we'll have a Best of War on Friday and Monday. So this Friday, Best of War, Monday, Best of War, meaning we put together, Chris O'Sullivan, my board op and producer, put together some really great interviews and some really great rants by Wayne Allen Root. You'll hear them on Friday and Monday. So if you happen to be in the car and you still want to listen to Wayne Root, you will, but I won't be live. I'll be taking a little bit of a break. As a matter of fact, on both Thursday and Friday, I'm working. I'm hosting my own television show as guest host on RAV, Real America's Voice, RAV, Real America's Voice TV Network. How do you get it? Well, first of all, it's on Dish. And second of all, you just go to online, you go to on your computer, on your phone, realamericasvoice.com, and you're there, and a TV show is on your screen. And I will be hosting at 4 o'clock East Coast time, 1 o'clock West Coast time, both days, Thursday and Friday, the show. And much more to tell you about very soon, about a soon-to-be-announced TV show with Wayne Allen Root. But I'm guest hosting Thursday and Friday, tomorrow and Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific on Real America's Voice TV Network. Let me mention my podcast, by the way, which I do every week. And it's funny that I'm mentioning that because I don't think I'm going to do one this week. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't check in generally every single Friday for my end of the week America's Top 10 podcast. I just wanted to make sure you knew that I do a War Raw podcast 7 days a week. And on Fridays, I do a audio and video one, unless it's a holiday weekend. And I think I'm taking off on Friday. I think once I do my TV show, I'm done for the day. So I won't do one this week. But the fact is, I do the best of the best on Friday, the best news stories of the entire week, America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial stories for conservatives. And anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for my War Raw podcast 7 days a week. The minute this show is over, at 6 o'clock West Coast time, 9 o'clock Eastern, you can go check out my War Raw podcast every single day, but just not this Friday. But it's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Spreaker is another place. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Some of the stories I haven't gotten to yet. Canada's inflation rate reaches 31-year high. Spike in grocery prices, the highest since 1981. What does Canada have in common with the United States? Same stupidity, same stupid people running the country, except the one in Canada is not a complete dementia-ridden zombie with no brains left. He's just a communist. Justin Trudeau is just a dumb, clueless communist, but the same policies, because he's got the same people behind him that are behind Joe Biden. You know, the Obamas of the world, the George Soros of the world, the Chinese Communist Party of the world, he sold out to them, the Klaus Schwab's of the world. These are all guys that are part of the World Economic Forum attempt to do the Great Reset. So Canada's inflation rate is 6.8%, highest in 31 years. Grocery prices rose 10%, highest spike since 1981. And it's getting real bad in Canada, just like it's getting real bad here. When you put liberals in charge, they screw up everything they touch. Everything they touch. All right, back to the gun issue, because it's certainly a big one. Here's everything we know at this moment about the shooter who killed 19 children and two teachers yesterday. Two teachers yesterday in Uvalde, Texas. First, it appears he bought his guns legally when he turned 18 years old. And I got a note about that, I think, from my great friend Colonel Joe. Let me just go back and look. Here it is. A report is just out that the Texas shooter's AR-15s were made by Daniel Defense. Those are like the Rolls Royce of AR-15s. Where did this 18-year-old kid get the money? He bought them right after he just turned 18. Something stinks. Where would a kid get the money to buy an AR-15, two of them, that cost over $3,000 each? He says, stolen drug money, question mark, drug money in the family, question mark, some sort of illegal activity, question marks. Those guns were at least $2,000 to $3,000 each, probably over $3,000. Where would he get the money? Well, I don't know. It's a good question. Because I can tell you what, he comes from a broken family and a poor family. He was always laughed at in school over his poor clothes. And, you know, I don't think most people think I'm poor, and my kids, when they turn 18, cannot afford to spend thousands of dollars on a gun, so I don't really get it. But he bought his guns legally, so again, no amount of gun control would have stopped him. None. He bought two assault-style rifles from a store in Uvalde County on his 18th birthday, the first day he could do so legally. First thing he did on his 18th birthday. Wow. He appeared to be a very disturbed kid who was heavily bullied for a stutter and had serious family problems at home with a mom who did drugs. According to the New York Post, he began cutting up his face with knives. He exhibited increasingly bizarre behavior leading up to his rampage. Cutting his face for fun. Wow. Gunman Salvador Ramos's friend Santos Valdez Jr. said the two had been close, playing video games and basketball regularly until his friend's behavior began to deteriorate. At one point, Ramos showed up at the park with scratch marks across his face, said he'd been attacked by a cat. Then he told me the truth. He'd cut up his face with knives over and over and over again. And I was like, you're crazy, bro. Why would you do that? And Ramos told him it was just for fun. Valdez said Ramos used to shoot people with BB guns and posted photos of new rifles on Instagram. Ramos interacted with Valdez just hours before the massacre. The friend said he last interacted with him 2 hours before the attack. The two messaged on Instagram, where Valdez reshared a meme that said, "Why is school still open?" which it is reported that Ramos replied, "That's good, though, right?" I don't know what that means. I did not even know. I didn't even go to school, laughing my you-know-what off. Ramos also messaged some girl he tagged on Instagram, told her he was about to do something, never said exactly what. You know, I'm going to be very quick and get through this article because it's boring. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. He's mentally ill, and he's a nutcase. And that's the only thing that should be the issue, is mental illness, mentally ill kids, kids in single-family homes, the devil in charge of America instead of God, morality gone to hell, everybody watching TV shows that are disgusting, everybody learning disgusting things in school, our entire country kneeling for the national anthem and not wanting to do have God in schools and not wanting to do the Pledge of Allegiance in school. Those are the problems that lead to issues like this. Not guns, not Republicans, not white people. Democrats wouldn't know the truth if it hit him in the face. Let's talk about an issue that is near and dear to me, which is the COVID vaccines and what it's doing to the military, which is ripping it apart. Over 500 military service members sue the government for mandating a vaccine that was not FDA approved and should not have been administered. About 520 military service members filed suit this week against the government. Their primary argument is the vaccine mandate is illegal because there's no approved vaccine available in the U.S. This means that approximately 55% of the military have been vaccinated illegally and under duress. That's the amount vaccinated since August 23rd, 2021. This case comes after last week's ruling where a Navy officer was found innocent of wrongdoing when he didn't take the COVID vaccine. The officer in this case, Lieutenant Bill Mosley, claims he had the duty to not take the vaccine, since the one administered by the military was not approved by the FDA, and on May 20th, a Navy Administrative Board voted 3-0 that the lieutenant did not commit any misconduct by refusing to take the vaccine. By the way, I mentioned on this show, I think on Monday, like 2 days ago, that the Air Force Academy has 4 cadets who refuse to take the vaccine, and they will not let them join the military as an officer, the Air Force as an officer, after graduation. And I just think it's disgusting and disgraceful, and I think that every one of us should contact the United States Air Force Academy and let them know that this is wrong and this is un-American, and that all of the people who are going to the graduation ceremony should boycott it. You know, I thought it's no soldier left behind, no American patriot left behind, no member of the military left behind. Well, guess what? They're leaving 4 of their fellow classmates behind, and I find it disgusting. You have every right to not take that vaccine. All right, last thing I wanted to say today is about Kyle LeBrew as far as live reads go. Kyle LeBrew running for Congress, and I want all of you to help him. He is the perfect microcosm of what we need with America First candidates. The perfect America First conservative candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Doesn't matter where you live, if you're in Vegas, if you're in Connecticut, if you're in San Antonio, Texas, I don't care where you are listening to the Wayne Allyn Root Show, Kyle LeBrew is the perfect candidate, and we need lots and lots of Kyle LeBrews, because just electing Republicans to Congress isn't enough. We've got to elect the right kind of Republican. Kyle LeBrew is a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to either volunteer if you're in CD4 in Missouri, or click the contribute button at the top of the page, no matter where you are in the United States. Reward him. He's a huge fan of Wayne Allyn Root, a huge fan of this show. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. KyleLeBrew.com. Kyle, LABRUE, KyleLeBrew.com. Thank you for being a fan of this show and for sponsoring the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And you'll make a great congressman, Kyle LeBrew. Thank you. You have Wayne Root's blessing.
By GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. GovMint does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. click on the red button and watch the masterclass video, then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reed sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The Roots on Fire. Sponsor of this show, and we have a lot of sponsors, and I'm thrilled about that fact. I'm enthusiastic about that fact. They just keep coming out of the woodwork. We got a new one just in the past week, Gold Gate Capital. Great people, and I'm a big fan of them, and they're a big fan of mine, and that's how we get all of our advertisers. They're big fans of the show. Gold Gate Capital is the sponsor of this hour of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up, because I recommend you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend is Goldgate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door, inside your IRA, any of those choices, 100% insured, hundreds of satisfied clients, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Be among the first 100 callers today. Tell them Wayne Root sent you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Good people. All right. Let's get down to business here. It seems to be a day we're going to talk about guns, so let's talk about guns, because that's what's in the news, although it scares me. You know, look, I'm not one of these. I'm not, by the way, even though the media loves to call me a conspiracy theorist, I'm just a guy who asks great questions and common sense questions that are on the mind of the average person. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. There's no way any of these people are doing this like in some sort of conspiracy forced by the Democrat Party. Of course not. There's no such thing. But it is interesting that the media grabs what happens, because that's what I think happens. You know, it just so happens there's crazy people walking around the world with guns. Mentally ill people intent on doing bad things. And they could be stopped by a good person with a gun, but Democrats are intent on stopping the good people with a gun while they let every criminal out of jail. Isn't that interesting? But all I could say is that it's just unbelievably coincidental that every time something like this happens, it dominates the news media. They make the choice to dominate the cycle. And suddenly, the things that really matter, okay, are off the media headlines. Okay, not that this doesn't matter. Of course it matters. Mass shootings matter. So does massive crime wave across the country in Democrat cities and Democrat states. But what really matters is the middle class being destroyed by inflation. What really matters is the price of gas. What really matters, because no one's going to be able to get to work anymore. No one's going to be able to heat their homes anymore. And no one's going to be able to buy any food in the grocery store because it's all trucked there. Every store in America, trucks come and bring the food and bring the products, bring the furniture, bring whatever it is the store sells. And those trucks use gasoline. And it's going to become so expensive that, you know, a pound of butter is going to go up to $80.50. So, I mean, our lives are being ruined by inflation. And I'm sad to say one or two mass killings, horrible, but they're not as important at this moment as inflation. But you notice they've wiped inflation off the headlines. Now, should this be in the headlines too? Yes, they should both be in the headlines. But inflation has been kind of wiped out of the headlines. And you know what else is wiped out of the headlines? The open border. And Biden trying to remove Title 42 and let everybody into the country, in which case millions will come, and some of them will be murderers, and they'll kill someone you love, including maybe your child. So instead of a mass murder of 19 kids in a school, which is horrible, I keep saying that so no right-wing watch or Media Matters takes it out of context. I have never said it isn't horrible and it isn't big news and it isn't an important problem in America, but it isn't as important as 20 people in mass murders happens like 20 times a year. That's 400 victims. That's 400 victims too many, right? But it's 400 victims. In the meantime, how many people are going to be murdered this year in all the big cities in America combined? Thousands and thousands and thousands. That doesn't make the headlines. How many old people are going to be eating dog food because of inflation? That doesn't make the headlines. And could all these shootings be solved? Oh, and by the way, and how many people are going to die from the vaccines and the vaccine mandate? And that's never made one headline, ever. If you look at the VAERS, it's about 30,000 now. Just under 30,000 have died, not from COVID, from COVID shots, the COVID jab. But Columbia University says multiply times 20. So that's 600,000 dead, according to Columbia University, from the COVID vaccine. After studying the VAERS, the VAERS list for the last four decades, they say you got to multiply by 20 because very few doctors actually report the deaths. So there could be 600,000 dead, and yet 20 dead is the most important news story in the world, according to the news media. I think all of those should be in the headlines. They're all important, but the media makes sure the other stories get buried because the other stories are due to the Democrats.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is involved in the investigation of the deadly school shooting in Texas. The FBI will continue to work around the clock with the Texas Department of Public Safety and the Uvalde Police Department and our other state, local, and federal partners to assist in any way we can.
During a Senate hearing, FBI Director Chris Wray saying the tragedy involving children is heartbreaking. This as Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is expressing skepticism about adding any new gun control laws.
We need to realize that people who think that, well, maybe if we just implement tougher gun laws, it's going to solve it. Chicago and L.A. and New York disprove that thesis.
The governor believes there are solutions to ending violence, but not through new legislation. More baby formula arrived from Germany on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Ruth, the Ruth, the Ruth.
Root is on fire. Welcome back to the show. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcasting all over these United States by USA Radio Network. It's funny, Scott sent this note during the break. He said that, look at the things that this mass murderer in Texas was writing online or on social media. And he says, they'll flag you at Twitter or Facebook for disinformation, quote unquote, if you type anything about a stolen election or Hunter's laptop or the COVID vaccine deaths and vaccine injuries or the Democrat pandemic COVID numbers. But if you say, I'm going to shoot my grandmother, I shot my grandmother, or I'm going to shoot an elementary school and kill everyone in it, you're good. They don't catch you. All is good. Good point, Scott. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health, because I keep saying I want every single conservative out there to be healthy, because there's a long battle to be fought against these communist mother truckers, these evil, horror people, and we've got to stop them before their communist takeover of America succeeds. And you've got to be in tip-top shape to do that. And I used Energized Health to change my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, not weight, because I've never been fat a day in my life. I didn't even know I had a pound to lose. But I lost 25 pounds of fat, and it was almost all dangerous inner body visceral fat. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. And now it's about 18 or 19 months later, and I literally look the best of my life. And I'll be on this program for life. How cool is that? Energized Health is offering my fans, the Wayne Allyn Root, 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off, just say war, and you get 40% off. This is the science of inner body hydration. No one else has it. Go to energizedhealth.com, energizedhealth.com. They've got literally counselors waiting to speak to you, just normal people like you and me, coaches, counselors, whatever words you want to use. And they're not going to hard sell you. There is no hard sell. It's the science of inner body hydration, and John and Chelsea Jubilee that own Energized Health have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Right now, go to energizedhealth.com, 40% off when you say war, energizedhealth.com. We've got our guest here for the first time interview with J.D. Rucker. I've seen some of his work online. I'm a fan. I enjoy his work. He's an editor at uncancelled.news and thelibertydaily.com, which, by the way, I love thelibertydaily.com. I have not seen a lot of uncancelled news, but I go to thelibertydaily.com all the time, several times a day. That and the Gateway Pundit are probably my one and two most favorite websites in the country. Your site is jdrucker.com, and it is a great pleasure to welcome you to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. JD, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me, brother.
All right. So I've enjoyed your work, and I know I've seen it in many places, but I'm always at thelibertydaily.com. Great site. Are you an editor there as well? Is that what you are?
I am the editor.
You're the
we
editor.
We only have one.
Well, you're it. So is it your site? Are you the one who found it?
No. Okay. No. That would be Matthew. Matthew's the owner. I'm his editor. We take turns. I'm actually on duty now, but he knows I was coming on this show, and he's like, oh, yeah, give me a shout-out. I said, I will.
I'll give him a shout-out.
We're big fans. We post your stuff from Gateway Pundit all the time anyways.
Yes, you do. And that's look, I just love your site. Just tell Matthew that I only found it like a year ago, and it's become literally tied for my number one site to go to, or I should say go-to site, for all the news that I really need. I use the Gateway Pundit and the Liberty Daily. And if I have a third one, it's probably Zero Hedge. Those are probably my three favorites in the whole country. So, JD, great job. So let's talk about some of the topics going on. Obviously, at this moment, you know, I think the most important topic is inflation and gas prices and grocery prices and home heating oil prices and what it's going to do to America and the WHO amendments to the WHO health treaty and, of course, the open borders in Title 42. But somehow that's all been wiped off the headlines by a mass murder, a terrible mass murder. No one's whitewashing it. It's a terrible thing. But is it really more important than the end of America due to Title 42 and the open border and the WHO treaty amendment that's going on and the incredible inflation wave that's wiping out the middle class? I don't think it is, but we have no choice. Everyone's talking about guns now and the mass murder, so we'll talk about it for a little bit. So I think the most amazing thing today was Beto O'Rourke. Tell everybody what stunt he pulled today at the press conference by Governor Abbott of Texas talking about the Uvalde tragedy.
Well, yeah, you're right to call him a stunt, and that's all it was. So they're having this meeting, this town hall. I've got, you know, basically the leaders of Texas. You got Lieutenant Governor Patrick. You got Greg Abbott. You've got Ted Cruz there. Of course, the mayor of Uvalde. You know, they're all there, and they're there for the victims and the families of the victims. And this is what this was supposed to be about. Give us more details and really just make this try to start the healing process, which is always so hard. And you mentioned, yes, there's so many things going on, but when there are events like this, we do have, as a nation, we have to take the shock in, we have to address it, and then we move back to the important issues that face us. But Beto O'Rourke doesn't want to do that. He wants to make it about him, which he always does. You know, he's one of those politicians. There are certain politicians out there that they use every opportunity, everything that they do, from the moment they wake up to the moment they're asleep, and probably while they're dreaming, all they're doing is thinking, how do I make political gains? How do I make this about me, about me, about me? And whenever there's a gun, a shooting, okay, the first thing that Beto O'Rourke thinks to himself is, man, I hope it wasn't a white guy. Because if it's a white guy, they're going to focus, the Democrats are going to focus on white supremacy. If it's not a white guy, they're going to make it about gun control. That's their playbook. They've been running this over and over and over again. And so when he saw, oh, it's not a white guy, oh, my gosh, it's in Texas, this is great, best day of my life, I got to figure out how to get in the news. And so he goes to this conference, and he walks up, and he starts trying to throw out accusations. And I think the best part was the responses from the politicians who were up there, especially the mayor of Uvalde, who's like, basically, he calls him, you know, get out of the way, you SOB, you know, using a little bit more colorful language than that. And it was absolutely amazing, you know. But, of course, he's using this to get himself in the news and to increase fundraising. And right on cue, all the leftists, all the Democrats are like, oh, yay, Beto, 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 whatever your name is, Francis. Mm. They're all trying to go after him and say that, oh, he's great. And I'm sure that there's already been two or three donor emails going out showing how he's fighting for Texas and fighting against guns. But in reality, he's just an idiot. This is not going to help him. Okay. Greg Abbott's response was stellar. And so, you know, he basically just said, look, he's trying to make it about him. He's just an idiot. We need to just focus on healing at this point and figuring out what to do about everything else later.
Yeah, you know, I think as conservatives, well, first of all, I'd be ashamed if the entire conservative movement sees, you know, 19 kids get slaughtered and the first thing they do is blame the Democrat Party or blame a certain race of people. And thank God we don't do that. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter if the guy was white or Hispanic or black, but Democrats, I think, spend all day praying to God that he's white and he uses a gun, and then they have two issues, as you just said. So, you know, this guy was Hispanic, so what? You think I'm going to blame the Hispanic race? It's just so disgusting. But to me, the one thing in common with all these mass shootings, or 99% of them, is gun-free zones. That's what you got to blame. And the Democrat Party's obsession with defunding the police, and also the Democrats' obsession, and a lot of Republicans jumped in, with giving $40 billion to Ukraine. Why don't we use that $40 billion to buy a salary for a policeman every single school in America, instead of giving $40 billion to a bunch of strangers in the most corrupt nation in the world, Ukraine, where you and I both know it's going to be divvied up by Zelensky and by American politicians and by Zelensky's, you know, cronies. So I just think those are the important issues that conservatives should focus on. Never blame this on a party per se. Never blame it on a race of people, whoever the shooter's race was. But certainly blame it on gun-free zones and defund the police. And why aren't we spending money to put a cop with a gun on every school in America? Your thoughts?
Absolutely, 100% correct. Look, $40 billion, we could have built the wall, like four of them. $40 billion,
right.
We could have put, as you said, armed police in every single school in the United States. And people are like, oh, but that'll be scary. Look, they talk out of both sides of their mouth. They say, you know, hey, if you don't need guns, but you don't need police, you know, as we stand now, when seconds count, 911 and police are minutes away. You
right.
take away the funding, and all of a sudden it's going to be hours if they ever show up at all. But then they say, no, but you don't need to protect yourself either. Which is it? Do we need to protect ourselves, or do we need to call the police because you're trying to take away both?
Well,
and that's what they want. They want Americans to be unsafe.
Well, J.D., we don't necessarily need to protect ourselves. If I were to put the order of who we need to protect ourselves from, first is not criminals, and first is not mass murderers. First is not car, jackers or home invaders or any of those things. I think those are second, third, fourth, and fifth. Number one is protect ourselves from the government. So it's interesting they would use something like this to immediately call to take all our guns away, which would leave us completely helpless when the government comes to imprison us, kill us, take our lives away, ruin our lives, whatever they're planning to do, and you and I can see it's some bad, bad stuff. This is the perfect time for them to use it to take our guns away. I'm Jewish, and the first thing they did to the Jews in 1938 in Nazi Germany was they passed a law that no Jew could own a gun. Well, after that, Jews were defenseless and helpless, and that's when the Holocaust began. So never let them take our guns. Never.
Never once. And you're absolutely right. It's not just even the Holocaust. You can look at every single takeover, every single hostile takeover of tyranny in any country, and it always starts with disarming the people, because they know that an armed people can fight tyranny. We can fight oppression, whether it comes from domestic or foreign. And so they want that ability taken away. You're absolutely right. I hope I don't sound like I'm here for saying guns are just for self-protection from criminals. No, it's not about hunting deer. That's fine if you want to do that. It's not about protecting from criminals. That's fine. You know, that's important. But the most important thing is to make sure that we are not victims of tyranny. So you're absolutely right, sir.
J.D., do you have time to wait to the break, come back on the other side, just deal with another issue, which is the vaccines, the COVID vaccines? I've got a lot to say. I know you've got a lot to say. You got some new stats, some new information. Can you hang around?
You bet.
Okay, good. Yeah. J.D. Rucker, editor at uncancelled.news, which I'm going to have to go check out now, and thelibertydaily.com, a conservative alternative to the Drudge Report, and a really, really good one. I go there every hour of every day. And his site is jdrucker.com. My new buddy, J.D., we'll be right back. Wayne Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given... Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show, The Root, The Root, The Root's on Fire. My favorite charity is the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch, and Liberty Projects purchased Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch, and they repurposed the property for multiple military veteran programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. And the program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need our help, and we can't let that happen. We've got to help the veterans. So please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. You can register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help both vets, military vets, and horses. And if you're listening and you don't play golf, then just make a contribution at vetsandhorses.com. And if you're listening and you do play golf, or you don't play golf, but you're somewhere in the United States outside of Vegas and you don't want to fly into Vegas for the golf tournament, then make a contribution. No matter where you're listening right now, make a contribution. Vetsandhorses.com. Back with J.D. Rucker, yeah, there we go. J.D. Rucker, editor at Uncancelled.News and TheLibertyDaily.com, a conservative alternative to Drudge Report. His personal site is JDRucker.com. But we're talking about some of the top stories today in the news at Uncancelled.News. And one of them would be AIDS, or otherwise known as VAIDS, when it involves the vaccines. Vaccine-acquired immune deficiency. And you've got some stories, some numbers, some new developments in that specific area. J.D. Rucker, tell us what's going on as far as are people who are fully vaccinated developing AIDS?
Well, that does seem to be the case. You know, for a while we've been drawing this conclusion from foreign data because the U.S. government wasn't giving us very much data. It's not that they didn't have it. Obviously, they were covering it up. But now, through VIRS, we've been able to decipher a lot of the data and come to the conclusion that, yeah, it's present here as well. And if anything, it's actually worse here. They're looking at basically the last 17 years worth of data. And there have been more instances of AIDS acquired from vaccinations in the last year than there were in the previous, you know, however many 16 years combined. It's not even close. Now, a lot of people will say, oh, you know, that's not uncommon. But here's the thing, and this is what we need to really truly understand, is that right now we're talking about hundreds. And I think before you had me on, you were talking about how the data that is in VIRS is very much incomplete. Knowing that, we can extrapolate that there might only be hundreds, but that there's actually tens of thousands.
Multiply by 20 or multiply by 100. Columbia University, which is my alma mater, said multiply by 20 when you talk about the VIRS list. And Harvard said multiply times 100 when you talk about VAERS, which is Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Multiply times 100 in a Harvard study from like 10 years ago. They said because the average doctor doesn't want to take the 45 minutes to an hour to fill out an online form at this VIRS list. They don't want to do it. They're lazy or they're tired or they're too busy, they're overwhelmed, or they just don't want to admit someone they treated is dead. So they don't go there. Nobody puts any pressure on them to go there. The victim is, you know, the victim's family's worried about a burial, a funeral. They're not worried about whether he's reporting it to the CDC. So very few things are reported. Injuries from vaccines or deaths are actually reported. So whatever's there, Columbia says multiply times 20, Harvard says multiply times 100. Either way, the numbers are small. Here's what I was going to say to you. Whether they have, JD, whether they have AIDS, whether they have VAIDS, vaccines version of AIDS, or any other words you want to use to describe it, to me is unimportant. What's important is there may be hundreds or thousands who have, you know, full-blown AIDS because the vaccine destroyed their immune system. But my guess is there are millions who took the vaccine who are now getting, who are susceptible and getting every kind of cold. Look at the new COVID wave that's going on. Soon they'll be getting monkeypox, and they won't even know. It's because the vaccine simply hurts their immune system. Whether it's AIDS or not, let's just say lots and lots of people, almost everyone who's been immunized, has a weaker immune system now than they had before they were immunized because of the COVID vaccine. That's what's making them sick.
Absolutely. And that's and here's the thing. If we're looking at this from a globalist perspective, let's say you're sitting there, you're Klaus Schwab, you're at the World Economic Forum, you're meeting with Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates, and you're trying to figure out how do we control people. They're going to say, hey, look, we got to get people on this program. Okay, if we get enough people to get vaxxed and revaxxed and boosted and reboosted and boosted again, then their immune system is going to be diminished. And as a result, they're going to need to get more boosters. They're going to get people, if we don't figure out a way to stop this, they're going to get millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people completely controlled because they will be beholden to those who hold the vaccines, the boosters. If you get enough people to have their immune system destroyed by the vaccines, they will be able to have complete and total control over those people. And isn't that what the globalist agenda really is? Isn't this about control of the masses? What better way than through the vaccines?
JD, I'm with you. I think it's a combination of that, and it's also a combination of greed. I think a lot of people don't care about any of that. Doctors and medical experts and insurance companies and vaccine companies and big pharma companies just want to get rich. And this is their way of getting rich, you know, be damned whether this is killing people or hurting people. And last but not least, if you wanted China to take over the United States, this would be the way to do it because we're making our military weak and we're giving young soldiers either this VAIDS or maybe even killing them. They may be dying in record numbers. They're getting cancer in record numbers. This is how you weaken the military. It's all of the above. His name is J.D. Rucker. The website, uncancel.news, thelibertydaily.com, and his site, jdrucker.com. Check them all out. Thank you, J.D.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.